The Gemara in Daf Lamed Ches Beis, towards the middle of the Amud, brings down a kasha that Abai asks to prove that Lefi Beis Shammai Safek is Maitim Deivada, and he asks him a Mishnah Barbasa and Daf Kufn and Zayin, Nafal Habayis Alav El Aviv Alav El Merishov. The Gemara later on, the Gemara has a kasha that Lefi Abayis Havamina. Why did he go all the way to Seder Nezikin to ask this kasha from a Mishnah Barbasa? Why don't he ask a kasha from Seder Nashim, from a Mishnah in Seder Nashim that talks about Ksuba? He could have asked that very same kasha from Ksuba. So the Gemara says that Abai Leisvei Meha. Why doesn't he ask from this case of Ksuba? And the Gemara says, "Don't look Ksuba Sishushani Mishum Chino." The Gemara says maybe Abai held the Ksuba is different because of Chino, and therefore he didn't ask from Ksuba. So basically, the kasha of the Gemara is: why did he go all the way out to a Mishnah and Seder Nezikin to ask the kasha? Ask from Minei Ubei, from Seder Nashim. Why is that doing Memerchek Hevi Lachma? Why not ask from Seder Nashim instead of going to Seder Nezikin? Now, when Rashi explains this kasha of the Gemara, Rashi says a very interesting lashon. Rashi is Dibur Maschol VeAbaye. Towards the bottom of the Amud, and he says, "Abai do also gadaitim ikar mishum time of the shtar men ligbais." Abai, who didn't yet know the reason of shtar men ligbais, ki oisbi l'rabba. When he asked the kashan rabba, minafel habayis from the mission of nafel habayis, the tanan b'misha meis. There's a b'misha meis, but b'basa b'seder yeshuas, which is found in seder yeshuas. Loisve meha. Why doesn't he ask him this mission of the masnisin he b'seder nashim, which is a mission in seder nashim? Why does he go all the way to seder yeshuas? He should ask it from seder nashim. So when Rashi refers to Seder Nezikin, Rashi uses a very interesting lashon, and he refers to it as Seder Yeshuas. And the question is why? Why does Rashi call Seder Nezikin Seder Yeshuas? Why not call Seder Nezikin? And if for some reason he doesn't want to call it Nezikin, where does he get this word Yeshuas from? What is the meaning that Seder Nezikin is referred to as Seder Yeshuas? Apel de Kazakh. And Bamas, you find this in a couple of places in Shas where Rashi does this. Lamashal in Bab Metzia and Daf Kufi Dalam Beis, Rashi lists the different starim, and he refers to Seder Nezikin as Seder Yeshuas. And also in Sukkah and Daf Mem Malaf, Rashi brings down a girsa from his Rebbe, Yitzchak Bar Menachem, and his Pirush in Seder Nezikin. He refers to it as Seder Yeshua. So a couple times you find this, Rashi calls Seder Nezikin Seder Yeshua. And the question is, what's the pshat in that? What is the meaning of this name, Seder Yeshua? And it's clear that the Makkah of Rashi is from the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Alef and Aleph. With the Gemara over there, Darshan is a pasuk in Yeshaya. The Gemara says, "Amar Shalkesh Ma'idich Siv Ahaya Emunis Itachah Chesin Yeshua Chachmas V'Das." What's the pshat in this pasuk? What are all these words referring to? Emunis Itachah Chesin Yeshua V'Chulei. And the Gemara says that this is referring to the Shusha Sidrei Mishnah. Emunas is a Seder Zrayim. Emunah is referring to Seder Zrayim. Itacha is Seder Mayid. Chaisen is Seder Nashim. Yeshuas is Seder Nezikim. Yeshuas is referring to Seder Nezikim. Zagdashi, why? Because he says that through learning Seder Nezikim, Mashion, it saves you. Mazer Lifresh Mehazik Mischai Mammon. It saves you from being Chai Mammon for Nezikim. So there's an Inyan of Yeshua within Seder Nezikim. And therefore, based on this Gemara, that's why Rashi refers to Seder Nezikin as Seder Yeshuas. So we have a makkah for Rashi, but it still needs beer. Why would Rashi do that? Why call Seder Nezikin Seder Yeshuas? It's a drasha the Gemara makes. We don't find that he calls Seder Nashim Seder Chaisen. He doesn't refer to the other Sedarim MLP this pasuk over here. He calls them what they are. Why suddenly, when it comes to Nezikin, does he refer to them in this lashon of Seder Yeshuas? And Bamis, you can bring a raya, a makkah to Rashi from the Torah Kedoshim you found in Parshas Vayeshev. It says, Yisrael Ahav is Yosef Mikolbanav ki ben zekunim hulai. He loved Yosef because he was a ben zekunim. What does ben zekunim mean? Zakti Baal Turim. Because he taught him all of his Torah. He taught him Shas and zekunim is Rashi Tevis. Vishisha Sedarim of Shas. Zekunim stands for Yisrael, Kadshim, Yod is for Yeshuas, Mayed. And that's a remez to all the Gimel, the sixth Sedarim of Shas. Now, Zepel de Gazach, it refers to Seder Nezikin as Yeshuas. The Yud is being Meramis, the Seder Nezikin. So we have over here a Remez in the Torah itself that the Torah calls Seder Nezikin, Seder Yeshuas. So this is a Raya, a Mucker, that we should refer to Nezikin as Yeshuas. But Al Kapanim, it needs beer. Why? Why is Dafka Nezikin called Al Shem this Pasuk and nothing else? Agav, it is Tzarchin. Why Seder Tyrus is left out of that Remez of Zekunim, Enka Makam Laharich Bezeh. But Al Kapanim, we do see clearly that Nezikin is referred to as Yeshuas. And I think that perhaps the husband of all this could be based on a concept the Gemara says in a couple places, the Mashal and Avod Azar, Davzayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that there's a Mandam Ruhod, the Kula Nezikin Chada Masachti. All of Nezikin is one Masachta, which means that the Kula Nezikin is referring to the three Babas, Baba Kamba, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. They're really, they're one long Masachta that had 30 Prakim, and we ended up splitting it up into three for convenience reasons, but really it's one long Masachta. So there's a long Masachta called Masachis Nezikin. And sometimes it's referred to as Seder Nezikin, that's referring specifically to the three Babas. So I thought that perhaps, being that you have something called Seder Nezikin, which refers to the three Babas, when you want to refer not to them, but to the whole Seder Nezikin in its totality, you can't call it Seder Nezikin because then it won't be clear. Are you talking about just the three Babas, if you hold Chana Mesachdi, or you're talking about the totality of Seder Nezikin? And for that reason, Rashi and the Rishonim went out of their way to come up with a new phrase, a new way to refer to Seder Nezikin, and they called Seder Yeshuas, not Seder Nezikin. They had to come up with a new name. So what name do you pick? Of course, you pick the name of the Gemara in Shabbos that refers to it as Seder Yeshuas, and that could be the Hezbollah by Rashi and other Rishonim refer to Seder Nezikin as Seder Yeshuas. Perhaps there's another Indian as well, as we know that La'ilam al Yotzi Adam Davar Maguna Mipev, you're not supposed to say Lashon of a Gnai, something which is bad, and all the other five Sedarim, their names are good names, positive names, but Seder Nezikin, which is a Lashon of Hezek, a Lashon of Bin Mazik, perhaps also Lashon of Kiyah. They didn't want to say that, so they came up with this alternative, the name based on the Gemara and Shabbos, and therefore they refer to it as Seder Yeshuas instead of calling it Seder Nezikin. So Al-Kopanim, that could be the Hezben Rashi over here, why he refers to Seder Yeshuas, Seder Nezikin as Seder Yeshuas.